Admit it, you aren't like them. You're not even close. You may occasionally dress yourself up as one of them, watch the same mindless television shows as they do, maybe even eat the same fast food sometimes. But it seems that the more you try to fit in, the more you feel like an outsider.
There's human beings that have different temperament and different minds and different mentality and a ruthless competitive drive that's almost terrifying to the ordinary person. Those people have always existed.
So I want you guys to understand something. Winning is for the obsessed. You must be obsessed if you want to win. You must be obsessed with the goal, the journey, the outcome, the experience, the rejections, all of it.
There's no excuse not to be the hardest motherfucking worker in the room.
It doesn't matter how hard you work, that I'm willing to work harder than you.
If you want some kind of a good outcome, you're going to have to work hard for it. And if you don't work hard for something, you're not going to get an outcome that's really worth much.
Everything that you do counts. When you read a book, when you listen to an audio program, when you go to a course, when you go to bed early and get up early and you work, it all counts. And it's all going on the plus side of your ledger.
Nothing's ever going to be given to you. Everything's going to be earned. If you don't go out there and put in the work, you don't go out and put in the effort, one, you're not going to get the results. But two, more importantly, you don't deserve it. You didn't earn it.
To those who have everything, more will be given. From those who have nothing, everything will be taken. It's like what's very pessimistic in some sense, because it means that as you start to fail, you fail more and more rapidly. But it also means that as you start to succeed, you succeed more and more rapidly.
Rome wasn't built in a day. We all know that. Everyone hears that. But Rome also didn't fall apart overnight either. It took hundreds of years for Rome to reach its peak, but it also took time, hundreds of years, for Rome to decay and fall apart. And that is representative of life, because you don't achieve worthwhile goals quickly or easily. They take time.
People are time wasters, and the great majority of people have no goals, they have no priorities, they have no plans, they have no concern about becoming successful, and they think that you're the same. They think because their time isn't worth anything that your time isn't worth anything also.
For me, there was no passion, no drive, no nothing. But I had this fire that I'm going to be somebody. And it has to be there, because on all those bad days, on all those days you don't want to do shit, you have to be your own motivator.
You get absolutely better returns at the top ends of achievement, because oftentimes assets pool to the winners. The problem is, to achieve the highest levels, you have to give up proportional amounts of the things you hoped the achievements would get you. There comes a time when the hard work you have to do is learning that you can't work any harder any longer, and that you have to change what got you here to what will get you to where you want to go. You can work to get anything you want, but you have to sacrifice the other things you want to keep it, and that's sometimes harder than the work.
It's about the grind, the sleepless nights, the sacrifices, the prayers you whisper when nobody was watching. It's all about those moments when you could have folded, but you didn't.
Finish what you started. I know it's getting tough. You're tired. It feels impossible. It's getting harder. But finish what you started. Don't forget why you even started in the first place. Everybody said you wouldn't finish. Everybody counted you out. Don't you dare prove them right.
Nothing great is going to come without you having to deal with what I call adversity and pain tolerance.
Hey, look, let me guess. New year, new you, right? New year, new you. You've been saying that every year, but it's always new year, same you. You know, I just don't understand why you go every year remaining the same when the person that you are today has just been destroying your life. You're mentally killing yourself every year, and you don't even realize it. I mean, it's time for you to look yourself in the mirror and make some change before it's too late.
You don't have to be great to start, but you have to start to be great.
The magic you are looking for is in the work you're avoiding.
It's simple. Number one, outwork, out-improve, out-strategize, and outlast. If you can outwork, out-improve, out-strategize, outlast, it's going to be very, very hard to compete against you.
If you want some kind of a good outcome, you're going to have to work hard for it. And if you don't work hard for something, you're not going to get an outcome that's really worth much.
You don't know how you're going to win? You treat every day like a Monday and every month like a January. You got to wake up every day and put 110% to your craft, because there's someone out there that's getting it more than you. So don't be acting shocked when they up and you down. The person who grinds the hardest always gets it. Hard work beats talent every time. Remember that.
You have to be crazy enough to think that it's possible. That's how you do something worthwhile. That's how you beat the odds. You have to believe it's possible.
End off your night with this. You can either wake up tomorrow and literally choose to change your life, choose to get the skills you need to be successful, rich, or conquer your dreams. Or you can wake up and decide to do the same shit that you've been doing for the past 3 years of your life that you hate.
When you're 35, 40, 50 years old, you're going to figure out that you didn't have a choice and you didn't take the right choice. Okay. And the right choice is you can either go out and build your dreams, go through all the hard shit, get knocked down a million times, get punched in the face a million times, get told your shit by everybody that you love and everybody that's around you, get made fun of, get laughed at, get picked on, become the joke and continue to move forward and then build your dreams and let your life speak for itself. That's your one choice. Or the other choice is you can quit.
But now you know what giving it your all is. And you will not succeed in business or any endeavor in life until that fight you just went through is applied to the same endeavor. And you guys are saying you're doing everything right and you're giving it your all. Come on. Come on. Your all is a lot more than you know. You got more inside of you to give. Stop selling yourself so short.
Once you change one thing, your mindset, you can attack everything.
Trees don't hang around with the grass, even though they all started from the same place.
Spend so much time on self-improvement that you have no time to criticize others.
Never say never, because limits, like fears, are often just an illusion.
Don't make excuses. Some of the best athletes, or the greatest athletes in the world, do things when they're uncomfortable. It's the best people who can overcome when they're tired, sore.
Just get started. The longest time in the world is the hesitation between thought and action.
I had to stop thinking normal. I had to stop thinking normal. I can no longer be a common man walking around doing common things. Everything you do, you may have some support, you may not, but it's on you. You have to make the decision whether you want to be a badass or whether you just want to be mediocre.
It's always you versus you. If you're competing against other people, you know what I mean? Competing against others, and you're going to become bitter. Eventually, you'll become bitter. But if you compete against yourself, you'll become better. You know what I mean?
Not today. Maybe tomorrow. Well, guess what? That's why it's so easy to be great nowadays, because most motherfuckers are weak.
You are not ready.
I know.
Like everyone else, you want to learn the way to win, but never to accept the way to lose. To accept defeat, to learn to die, is to be liberated from it. So when tomorrow comes, you must free your ambitious mind and learn the art of dying.
Really want to avoid all the critics in your life? Then do nothing, say nothing, and be nothing, and you'll never get their attention. But if you are something, and you're doing something, and you become something, guess what? You get their attention. And that pisses them off, because they can never be what you are now. So the only thing they can do to make themselves feel good is try to bring you the f*** down.
The hardest thing is to keep going, but we have to. Like, we have to continue to hold on. And I would imagine for so many people out there, that is probably the most difficult thing.
Learning is the beginning of wealth. Learning is the beginning of life change. Some people want to start with motivation, but you don't start with motivation. But here's the best motivation we've got going. The proof of our success.
Focus and fail fast. Focus and fail fast. Learn quickly, try something new.
If you make yourself more than just a man, if you devote yourself to an ideal, and if they can't stop you, then you become something else entirely. Which is legend.
It's all about focus. I don't care who you are, where you're from, doesn't matter. It's having a focus and having a purpose. You wake up every single day to get better today than you were yesterday. It doesn't matter what you are. You're a basketball player, a hockey player, a golf player, a painter, right? It doesn't matter.
Right.
You try to reach your full potential by getting better every single day, and that's the quest.
A quote that has helped me immeasurably over the last few years It's something that hit me and it knocked me for six. And it's so simple. And it's from a book called The Horse, the Boy, the Fox and the Mole. And it's basically an illustration book. And one of my favourite quotes out of the whole book is a boy and a horse are in the woods. And a boy says to the horse, "I can't see a way through." And the horse says, "Can you see your next step?" And a boy says, "Yeah." And the horse says, "Then just take that."
Wow.
And it hit me.
Yeah.
All of the time, we look at the goal, we look at the future, we look at the end game, we look at how long a journey it is, and we feel overwhelmed.
Yeah.
Instead of that, just go, right, I'm not going to worry about that, because that will come. With each step, you will get closer to that. So I don't need to worry about how far away it is. All I need to focus on right now is my next step.
You're one decision away from changing. Literally, you are one decision away from changing. It's a decision away. You're one decision away from changing your life. I hope you make that decision tonight. And I hope you make that decision with what you do tonight.
Grab your nuts. For once in your life, have some ownership, some credibility behind your actions and your words. Mean what you say, do what you say. Follow through for something for one time in your life. One time, follow through on what you say. You will feel a high that you've never felt before. When you follow through on things in life, guys, you achieve the confidence, the mentality that anything's possible.
Fear is a mile wide and an inch deep. And so it looks like this ocean that you're going to step into and drown. But as soon as you step into it, you realize it was not that deep at all. And you can keep walking through it. And I just love that visual, because a lot of times when it's like we have this anxiety around this big decision we have to make, if you actually take the step and realize that it's not death, you're not going to drown immediately. There's plenty of other steps you can take from there, even if you get a little wet.
I get an email the other day. This young man wants to be a ranger, but he's afraid to go to ranger school. Not because how hard the training is, but because he's afraid if he fails, what people are going to say by judging him. One thing in life, this applies to everything in life. Anytime you move from being normal to trying to be exceptional, people aren't going to like that shit. Those normal people, it makes them feel like shit, so they're going to judge you. And nowadays, it's very easy to be a coward.
Those who have swords and know how to use them, but keep them sheathed, will inherit the world. One of the things I tell young men, well, and young women as well, but the young men really need to hear this more, I think, is that you should be a monster. You know, because everyone says, well, you should be harmless, virtuous. You shouldn't do anyone any harm. You should sheath your competitive instinct. You shouldn't try to win. You know, you don't want to be too aggressive. You don't want to be too assertive. You want to take a back seat and all of that. It's like, no.
Today, I'm no longer be a loser. Today, I'm going to change my path. I'm going to get on the path of success. I don't care how long that road is. I'm going to see it through no matter what. Because you know what? I've been living enough years in this shithole. I don't want to be here anymore. I'm not happy with this. And I'm tired of making excuses. I'm tired of going through the same circle of emotion as shit.
Whether you like it or not, from the time you wake up to the time you go to bed, a lot of us are at war with ourselves. And within that war, you have several battles. Those battles are basically choices. No, I'm not talking about a war that you might find in the Colosseum. I'm talking about a war that's in your brain. That war exists because life has so many choices. Within those choices, you gotta make right decisions. But you know what? Fuck that. When the alarm goes off in the morning, you don't have to wake up. When you fail, don't blame your mom, don't blame your dad. The only person you have to blame is yourself. Your family is looking for that one guy right now. They're looking for that one guy who's strong, who's that pillar for the family in hard times. Make sure they look around. They look around and find you.
Be the guy who embraces the ugly, the miserable. Be the guy who embraces hard work, the grind. Don't be afraid of being hurt. Don't be afraid of sacrificing some blood.
You be that warrior in that garden, all right? And you stand strong. You be a strong man. You be a good man. And you just let the world rage around you.
Most men live lives of quiet desperation. It's one of my favorite quotes ever because it's true. It's so and I've true. Been that guy.
My God.
You're just in this world where you just can't wait to just run away. But the only way I could be this person now is if I took that chance when I was 21, when I was dead broke and had my cars repossessed and all that stuff. That's the only way you ever get where you want to go. You have to take a path that's dangerous, and most people want to take the safe path. And the safe path leaves you stuck in quiet desperation almost every time. It's hell.
Out of the 100 men that go into war, 10 shouldn't even be there. 80 of them are just targets. 10 do most of, or 9 do most of the fighting. 1 is a warrior. And it's a true quote to life. I saw it going through training. I saw it everywhere I went. There's so many people who just show up to life that shouldn't even be around. And there's few people who do all the work. I wanted to be part of that 9, and I'm working towards being that 1.
People see the trophies, but not the training ground.
Everybody wants the view, but no one wants the climb.
You're a man. You are a man. Stand up and be a man. Make the hard decisions. Make the sacrifices. Make the unpopular decisions. And become comfortable in your own skin. And if you are not a person that you are comfortable being alone with, that is the one person in this universe that you have full power, full right, and full responsibility to change.
You're too scared to show up, and you sit back at home, wondering what if and everything else. No one in hell is going to call you an opportunity. The winners always show up. They're willing to lose in order to gain. Big mental thing there, guys. This body, as great as you are, as sharp as you make the arsenal, it can't do anything if you don't have confidence in yourself. We all fall down in life. The question is, who gets back up? You go after and you give it all you have. If you lose, at least you tried, man. I failed. It's 10 times more of a man than someone said, what if? Because what if never went to the arena. When you guys find a fear, that fear will either create you or destroy you. I love fear. The reason why? Behind every fear is the person you want to be. Fear is self-imposed, meaning it doesn't exist. You create it, you can destroy it too. It's an intangible. If you face your fears, guys, you will realize it's not that big. And once you face it, you go, oh my God, man, I spent all this time running from it. It was so small. If I just faced it, my God, not only did I face it and I beat it back, energy is never lost, transferred. That negative energy, that fear, is destroyed. It comes back in as confidence. Like, what else am I capable of? What else am I holding my back from that I'm capable of more? What am I running from when I don't need to? What else can I overcome? You face your fears, you become the person you want to be. You run from your fears, you're not living. You're alive.
You don't have to feel good about it. You just have to keep going. The feeling will pass, but you will remain. You are greater than your feelings. Going to bed late and waking up early to work for a few days won't kill you. You're not going to burn out. You're doing what it takes. If you're one of those people that push work-life balance, just remember, the people who like working a lot don't care. I've never regretted trying harder at anything ever. Hard times last long, but an epic story feels like a lifetime.
Think about the things that you tell yourself, the lies you use to rationalize taking the easy road. Taking the easy road and leaving discipline behind. Think about them. You don't have time. That's a lie. And there's, you're too busy. Sure you are. That's a lie.
Everybody's great when they're not tired. The champions is when they're tired, that's when the real champions come out. That's when that real dog come out. Because if you go piss like a puppy, stay on the porch.
We suffer every day. It's what we do. We do stuff that sucks every day. So then when the suck stuff comes, you're ready for it.
The bad days create the story that I'm one day going to tell myself about what I got through.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Without the bad days, the story would be way more lame. There would be no glory in overcoming anything, because what did you overcome? It was all just 40 to 60, you know, vanilla ice cream mush gray, like, existence.
Yeah.
Everything is possible in your life when you believe. When you believe, everything is possible. You have a two hands.
Every f***ing day I wake up and I don't want to do some f***ing shit, I'm like, okay, man, do you want to be a b*** today? Do you want to walk around all day knowing that you could, but you didn't?
And if you don't have a high, you don't have lows, it doesn't come. If you numb the bad, you numb the good.
Doing the thing, in spite of not wanting to do the thing, is discipline, right? You don't need motivation to get yourself up to go and do a thing. Make the promise small, build it up step by step. Know that you are going to have setbacks. A habit missed once is a mistake. A habit missed twice is the start of a new habit. Never miss 2 days in a row.
You feel like right now you're looking around with and you're lost or directionless, I would take about 15 minutes and figure out what the hell you want to do with your life, and I would start getting after it.
When you're going through something really challenging, how do you show up within it? Do you choose to become a victim of complaining and misery and shitty, or do you find meaning in how you show up in the suffering, you know?
I never forget one time I was running by a graveyard. You know, I was just trying to become, I was fat. And I ran by a graveyard. And I look out there, I'm like, man, I wonder how many of you motherfuckers in there just are so upset with how you lived your life, regret how you lived it. And I'm running, a 300-pound man, thinking, man, don't die like this, bro. I go back to the months and years of preparation to get to that day. And I'm telling myself, the 3:30 in the morning, and I'm looking at my shoes, and I want to go out there and run 30 miles. I have to, in that second, in that moment of this self-talk, my mind saying, you got to find more, you got to find more. I once again calm down, go back into my mind, in my cookie jar, I call it, and I have to reflect back on the shit I did to get here.
When I was in college, drinking, partying, doing all the things, and being like, you know what, I'm going to stop this. My friends go out, I'm going to go to sleep. I'm going to wake up early, I'm going to go to the gym.
The man who never fell has no glory. The man who fell and got back up, that's where his glory is. The man who fell 20 times and got up 21 times, that man has even greater glory.
Wow.
That man has more courage, way more courage than the guy who was so strong from birth that he never fell. There's no glory in that.